Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today, folks. It's Wednesday. It's the first day of summer. It's National Selfie Day. And Instagram just launched Instagram TV.
Wow. So we got a big day.
A lot going on today, man. Yeah. We're jamming it all into a Thursday. Oh, also, it's Friday Eve, which is very exciting.
Woo!
Yeah, we're very excited about that. We got these coffee drinks from McDonald's. They swung by. They're giving away free. What are they giving away, Savannah?
They have free small McCafe cold brews for on today. So if you download the app,
For on today. Savannah's been talking like that the whole day, by the way.
I can't speak. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, Savannah, I'm not going to say why Savannah did the What's Up because Megan doesn't want me to, but Savannah did the What's Up this morning and she really had trouble saying even her own name.
It was hard.
It was very difficult.
Names are hard.
Names are hard. Speaking is hard.
I said, you really picked the wrong industry to go into if you have trouble speaking. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
It's true.
Like, if you can talk well or speak well, then you're great for radio. You don't have to look attractive.
No, you really don't.
I mean, you know, if we had mirrors.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying
I don't have any makeup on right now, and I don't care.
You look cute though. Megan has a nice denim jacket and like a cute scarf.
No, Megan looks fantastic. She's got her kerchief around her neck.
I look like I'm in a Marky Mark Funky Bunch music video.
you really do.
Thanks for saying it, so we don't have to.
We'll post a picture on Instagram, and you guys can see what we're talking about.
By the way, speaking of people who aren't attractive, Megan was talking about. Megan was talking about Pete Davidson earlier today.
Yeah.
And how he basically is admitting that. He has no idea how he got Ariana Grande.
Yep, pretty much.
What show was he on?
He was on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he gave me hope.
Yeah, and then he goes, I didn't realize I was that ugly.
Yeah, I mean, he's not attractive.
No, and he's not. So, like, a lot of girls do think he's cute, though. He's like, just different looking.
But the problem is when you put him up.
That's not nice to say either, but you know what I mean.
And we don't mean it. Like, we're not trying to be like I'll admit I'm not attractive either, especially when you throw me up next to a hot woman. Right? Like you put this guy up next to Ariana Grande and all of a sudden it's strikingly obvious how less attractive than her he is.
Right. Yeah, they're on two different levels.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact.
That's a nice way to put it. They're on two different levels.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And he admitted it himself. So it is what it is.
In every relationship, there's like the more attractive. Like in your relationship, Megan, are you more attractive than your boyfriend, do you think?
I don't think so. I feel like we're equal.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you guys are equal. I think you guys are like even.
Yeah,
you're like close enough.
Yeah.
You're superior to him in any way, every way.
Well,
but
thank
that's
you, Mark.
No
that's
problem.
Very nice.
Kiss up, okay.
But I think that for her, maybe it was like personality. Like he's funny. So yeah. Like that's maybe what like outshines his looks.
That's the key. Because my wife, who's super hot, always says, "Oh my God, he was so funny when we met."
Yeah.
Which is like the key that you're really not attractive, but I like your personality so I can deal with you for the rest of my life.
Right, exactly.
That's
you have
works.
To have like one or the other.
Right.
If you have both, it's amazing.
It's like
but,
unfair is what
I
it
mean,
is.
I would prefer you to have an amazing personality over looks because I think that fades and you're going to get old eventually.
Yeah. Well, that's why you and I get along so well.
Yeah.
Because you said something, yeah.
Right, exactly.
833-685-9595. Do you know or do you secretly think that you're the less attractive person in the relationship? 833-685-9595. Or do you secretly know you're the more attractive person in the relationship, but you just don't want to admit it? 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one heat music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today, folks. It's the first day of summer. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody loves
Although
the summer.
Although it's felt like summer for 2 months now.
And it really has.
It's so hot.
As soon as it hits 100 degrees. You know, it used to be it would hit 100 degrees and I would just be like, I can't believe it. Now I walk outside and I'm just like, yep, it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
You do build up an immunity. Anyone who's just new to the area or moving to Florida, if you think you can't bear the heat for the rest of your life, you get used to it.
You know what works? Work in a building that's really, really cold. And then when you go outside, you feel like it's amazing.
You're like, this is the best ever.
It really is.
Something happened to me yesterday that has never happened to me before. I went into a movie theater and I had to go ask them to turn the AC up because it was too hot.
Too hot.
Swear to God. Oh. Like, because my wife, because we took the kids. Here's the thing. It's summer vacation, right? It's been summer vacation for what, 2 weeks, maybe three?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like struggling to find ways to entertain these children.
Right.
So yesterday, my wife's like, we're going to the movies. We went to go see Incredibles 2. Great movie.
Uh-huh.
Except there was a creepy, you know what? That's a whole story.
That's another day.
Yeah, that's another day. So we go into the movie theater, but there's like a lot of complaints, right? Because everyone, first of all, yeah, my daughter brings a blanket with her because usually it's cold.
Usually it's freezing in a movie theater. Yeah.
So she, and they have the seats now that recline. So it's like she's in bed. She's got her blanket. She's got her thing.
That sounds amazing.
My wife's like, everybody has to bring a hoodie or a fleece or whatever. So I've got my best bed hoodie, and my son's got his Green Bay Packers thing, and my wife's got like four sweaters and a pashmina and everything else. And so we get in there and we sit down, and my wife goes, it's so hot in here.
That's kind of worse.
It was weird. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's not that bad. And then sweat starts like beat up on my forehead and dribble. I go, yeah, it's hot. So I went and I found the manager, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm asking this, but can you please make it colder in the movie theater?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'll get right on that. And evidently they just turned it off or whatever.
Oh, maybe they didn't even realize it was like that then.
But thanks to me, they cranked it. And then by the end of the movie, we were all like.
And then you go outside and then you're sweating again.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, yeah, it was 100 degrees. No, but so there was this dude next to us, right? It was The Incredibles 2.
Okay.
4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's assigned seating, so you go in, you sit down.
It is?
Yeah, you get, if you go to like, Tinseltown now, you like pick your seats.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and so we go in there, we get our seats, and then I go to get like popcorn and go to the bathroom and check everything, and I come back, and my wife is sitting next to this old dude, and she texts me, she goes, this guy's really weird. I feel like something's gonna happen. And I go, why is it weird? He's probably just waiting for his family.
Yeah.
She goes, no, he's alone.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
And literally the guy was like 58 and like in his late 50s, early 60s, sitting there at The Incredibles 2 in the middle of the afternoon alone.
But were there a lot of people in the theater?
Theater was packed.
Oh, okay. So then he went to go see a movie by himself.
He just doesn't have friends.
The Incredibles 2, though?
I know a lot of, well, I mean, I know a lot of people who like to go to the movies by themselves.
If it was like, Black Panther or something or whatever. But the fact that he's that old and he's going to a kid's
movie. But isn't it like
a
funny kids movie, like where adults would enjoy it too? Because I definitely can get down on some kids movies. I'm not going to lie.
But would you go without kids?
I mean. That movie, 30% of the audience was not, the more random facts with me, was not, they were adults without kids.
Where did you read this?
It was like when they came out the number one animated movie of all time, there was a bunch of statistics that came with it that said that movie, like a lot of adults went without kids for their
own
pleasure.
Like alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird to me. See, if Savannah went, she looks like a kid, so it's fine, right? I'd just be like, oh, look, this 14-year-old girl.
Well, also, The Incredibles came out when I was a kid, so that wouldn't be weird for like 20-somethings to go. 58 is, you're kind of pushing the limits there, maybe.
It was
but
just,
also,
it was a little bizarre.
And I don't know, maybe there was nothing else he wanted to see and he just wanted to get out of the house.
I thought about that too. I was like, God, this guy must really hate his wife.
Like, if he's like, maybe he just need,
Well, and I kept checking on him, right? At first I told my wife to switch seats, but she's like, no, I don't want to make a scene. So I kept like eyeing him and looking over, and halfway through the movie, I could swear he fell asleep.
Maybe,
I'm like, why is this
maybe
guy
he
here?
He just needed to go somewhere to take a nap.
Right. Maybe he did. Maybe he's like, I just needed a cold place to relax. 833-685-9595. By the way, the movie, 5 stars. It was really, really
was
great.
It?
Yeah, it was really great. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. It's the first day of summer. It's going to be 1,000 degrees, which it's fitting on the first day of summer that it's going to be 100. And the good news is the rain's going to like taper off today, apparently.
It is?
Yeah. Is that
good news or bad news? I feel like it always cools it down a little bit.
I feel like at
I feel like that's bad.
Well, but at 4 o'clock, there's always like this massive rainstorm. And I feel like it may still rain, but just not as badly.
It's like perfect nap time weather. I'm into the thunderstorms at 4 p.m. I'm not going to lie. I'm also 100.
Well, you definitely need extra sleep. So hopefully it will rain today. And we don't have to worry about it. But no, I mean, look, I'm not going to say it's not going to rain because you could really set your watch by it. That is the weirdest thing, too, about Florida. It's how it, like
every
clockwork.
Every day, same time.
Yeah, yesterday we were going again to the movies.
You know.
And it was, the sky turned dark, and I looked at the clock, and it was 4:01.
I know, and it's even down when I was in Orlando this weekend, same time. Same exact time. That's crazy.
It is so bizarre.
Must be all of Florida.
When my son was a kid, we had swimming lessons, and we scheduled, this was our first year in Jacksonville. He was like a baby. They had to do the ISR baby, because that was the first thing they said. Your baby has to learn how to swim. And I go, he's a baby. They're like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He's going to fall in a retention pond and die unless you teach him how to swim. So we had these baby swimming lessons, and they were every single day at 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
Guess how many we actually showed up to in a week? Maybe two.
I know.
They all had to be rescheduled because don't ever schedule outdoor activities for 4 o'clock.
For your baby.
Or anyone. Like, if you want to get a tee time, call any golf course and say, hey, do you have any open tee times at 4 o'clock? I guarantee you can get on any course in the world.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but then,
when
of course,
I pick up golf.
Whatever.
You never know.
Fine, just go take your nap. 833-685-9595. On the way, Megan's going to tell us what's up. Also, we've got some Sam Smith tickets coming up. He's an ongoing one.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.